Hello again. This is the 6th of September 2020. One of my friends out of the Philippines sent me a rather interesting video. The title is Sasha Stone Live on the Ground in Australia. It was published on the 4th of September. When I got it, it had 4,907 views. I suspect it'll have a whole lot more. It was put up by Aldroid, and he's got 8,620 subscribers. It's a whole lot more than I have. Now, the video is 59 minutes and 45 seconds in duration. I'll play the first 10 or 12 minutes of it, and hopefully you'll want to sit back and watch the rest of it. What I've read is that Australia is the testing grounds for what they're trying to do to us, Agenda 21. And they're going to fine-tune what they feel they have to fine-tune in Australia before they bring out the fine-tuned version right here in the United States. You're going to hear from a number of different people as to what's going on in different parts of Australia. And the whole thing is absolutely sickening. You got to take your mask off and shove it up the governor's asses. That's just sort of what I think. Let's take a listen to about 10 or 12 minutes of this clip. The link will be attached. Hopefully you want to watch the rest of it.
All right. So we are streaming now on Facebook. And hello, New Earth community. We are really just wanted to bring some strength and solidarity to Australia. So we're doing a last minute Facebook Live that we're going to try to get around the world. But we have many of you here representing from different parts of Australia. We know that you guys are in the thick of it. If anybody is not already on our mailing list at reclaimyourlives.com, please go there because that's one of the ways that we're going to all stay connected, and it's really more important than ever during this time. So we have a lot to cover and not a lot of time. Sasha, I'm going to hand it over to you to give a live report from the ground there in Australia.
Very good, thank you. Well, I'm not in Australia. I'm in Bali, Indonesia, but looking at some compadres who are very much in Australia. A brief introduction, Dr. Mark Cohen, double PhD and MD with a Master's in System Theory, a former director at a global leading authority, AIMA.net, Australia, with a Sterling High Level Network. Welcome, Dr. Cohen, good to see you. Wayne Baird, a postgraduate theology and first church historian, a farmer, a preacher, a teacher, a father of 10. Now there's an accomplishment. Living in northern NSW, North Southwest Australia. Medical freedom advocate, good nutrition and community living advocate, warrior, poet, my kind of animal. Welcome, Wayne. We can't see you,
howdy,
but we can hear you.
Yeah.
And if you, if you get that camera working, we'll see your face. Meryl Adori, good to see you. Vaccine awareness advocate par excellence, running a weekly internet interview program called Under the Wire on behalf of the Australian Vaccination Risks Network, a kind of better looking female version of Del Bigtree in Australia. Good to see you. Welcome, Meryl.
Thank you, Sasha.
And a very, very trusted and beloved friend of mine, Nate. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to give your other names, but I'll refer to you as Nate. You're a fellow warrior. I know and love and trust you with my life. Guys, let's jump into it. I'm going to give a little bit of background. You're all experts on what's going on the ground, but I want to contextualize for 5 minutes before we start. I'm receiving literally hundreds of messages a day, probably actually tipping into the thousands, getting through as many as I can, we can. One comes in, and this is just a very kind of salutary thing. I'm in a stage 3, not stage 4 area, she says. Both of my parents, since lockdown, have been hospitalized through emergency. My dad was stage 4 cancer. I could barely visit in the last round of the lockdowns. My mum had 2 heart attacks with limited visitation. Now I'm not allowed to visit my mum, who's had a stroke and believes she only has days to live. Her aftercare has been diminished, and this is part of the reason she's in the position, because nothing's been able to function as usual, and follow-up appointments have been cancelled after the first heart attack. My friend took his life through the first lockdown and stipulated to me only days before how incredibly lonely he was. My mum has even come down against lockdown orders to be with him only a few weeks before. No one was able to attend his funeral. This is beyond me. This is beyond human. This is beyond humane. And I think that is the point of what we're discussing here. I also, that's just one soul. We're talking about millions. Millions. Everyone has a story. We are all of us bleeding hearts. We all of us need love, and we need to be loved in this realm, in this world. Otherwise, there is no goddamn point. This is about love. It's about relationship. That is going to be the source code of this conversation, this panel, remembering who we are, what we are. We also need to keep in mind that a large percent of Australians were terrorized, lost homes, business, family and friends due to the incredible bushfires prior to the COVID. So many Australians were already in a very distressed state and a sad state of affairs. Living through blood-red skies and blackness at noon can do that to a person. Then the smoke that we had to breathe for weeks on end, that was incredible and vastly underestimated and underreported. We joked at the time that it was the end of days. It's not as funny now. It was all part of the plan, as at that time it was said the fires were deliberately lit and allowed to burn to make way for the fast train. That's a very, very real scenario to anyone who's a veteran at this stuff and who knows how shadow governments, deep state elements, Sabbatean elements operate and work through government, through social engineering. We're living through this, folks. This is end of days. Our brothers and sisters in Australia, New Zealand and Canada and parts of Scandinavia are on the front line. We have to, all of us, everyone in the world looking in here needs to be very mindful that if Australia falls, New Zealand falls, Canada falls, the world follows. Trust me, that is in the plan. That's the way it's always worked. I'll remind you, Australia and Canada and New Zealand are generally the litmus test for New World Order protocols. If they work there, if the tiptoe tyranny and the fascist police state gets dialed up in those parts of the world and these rogue statutes and legislations come in to defile all civil liberties, freedom of speech, then it happens to the rest of the world very quickly thereafter. So do not imagine, if you're sitting anywhere in Europe, Middle America, and the rest of the world, do not imagine that this is something happening in Australia. It's about to happen to us. I'm coming to the end, but I need to also contextualize a few things here before the living experts get to speak. Government is bribing a lot of the population through different benefits to keep them quiet and happy as businesses are being crushed everywhere. Daniel Andrews of Victoria, their emperor, is offering extra money for Victorians to get tested with a test that we know is spurious and doesn't work. Borders are closed in all states with no opening dates in sight. Our prime minister is no longer in control of the country. He handed it over to the National COVID-19 Commission Advisory Board, which was formed on the 25th of March, 2020. People, listen to what I'm saying. The government is not in control. The prime minister is not in control. The reins have been handed over to an independent, unelected commission. That commission is answering to central, globalist, Sabbatean, multilateral agencies, technocrats and folks with deep pockets who care not a jot about living souls. Not a jot. Much less about keeping families and cultures and businesses intact. One particular interesting member, and everyone with a pen, write this down, is called Jane Halton, H-A-L-T-O-N. She has held a number of significant roles in global health governance, including chair of the board of the World Health Organization, president of the World Health Assembly, chair of the OECD Health Committee, and chair of the Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness, and a player of Event 201. This woman, this anonymous creature, Jane Halton, is effectively in control of the National COVID-19 Commission Advisory Board, okay? Important for us to realize this. Don't throw stones at the citadel. Get your targets. Work on your targets. Lots of new laws are being drawn and passed quicker than the ink can dry. Fact. Aboriginal sites are being destroyed by mining. Fact. What is left of native forests are being hacked down. There are many stories from people that have not been able to visit dying relatives or attend funerals over the borders. Even when all the correct paperwork has been done, people have driven for many hours, they're being turned back at the borders and being advised that circumstances have changed since receiving the paperwork. Circumstances have changed. The kind of bureaucratic speak that means nothing, tells us nothing about reality, nothing. This is the smooth talk of the devil. It is mandatory that if you cross borders, you do 14 days isolation on both directions, which many don't have the money to pay for. Bam! That's knocked out 75% of people being able to do that. The elderly in aged care nursing homes are treated like de facto prisoners, kept in their own rooms and not allowed to visit other residents. Family and friends are not allowed to visit unless they've got current flu vaccines. Let me tell you a little bit about flu vaccines. They kill you, ultimately. As far as we're concerned, those of us who refuse to have them, study what happened with Spanish flu. Study why there was the Spanish flu outbreak. It was essentially something that happened on the back of the vaccinated servicemen returning from the wars. That's what happened all around the world. Millions died. Most of Australia's death are coming from Victorian aged care facilities. There has been an offer to start trials of the new corona vaccine in these facilities. Now there's a thing, isn't it? Are we computing yet? 1 + 1 = 2.
All right, folks, so I played the first 10 minutes. You want to watch the remainder of that clip. And it reinforces what was said in a previous video that I also posted about the elderly in nursing homes being used as guinea pigs. And nobody cares because they're going to die anyway. Folks, you can't make this stuff up. You need to take a look at the rest of this clip. You need to pass it along to like-minded friends. You need to post it in your social media accounts. I can't do this alone, folks. I am getting burnt out. It's the same story every single day. Suicide skyrocketing. Drug overdose deaths skyrocketing. Violent crimes skyrocketing. Bankruptcies skyrocketing, people losing their homes, losing their lives over an absolute false pandemic lie. Like I said, and like it's said in this video, they're test bedding this to see how it works in Australia. They're fine tuning it, and then it's going to be deployed everywhere. You think not? Think what you like. I do. Special thanks goes out for my friend who sent it to me, and he knows who he is.
Get absolutely clear. Rioting is not protesting. Looting is not protesting. It's lawlessness, plain and simple. And those who do it should be prosecuted. Fires are burning, and we have a president who fans the flames. He can't stop the violence because for years he's fomented it.